The Progressives' birthday party drew hundreds of peace activists from across the Midwest. It was a day-long set of panel discussions on everything from the war in Iraq to the culture war. Many who came wanted guidance on how to swell the ranks of the anti-war movement. Cecile Meyer heads an interfaith peace network in DeKalb, Illinois.
Now that we have the attention of people with this latest torture episode, what sort of statement can we make as to what we would recommend to the community? As to whether we should pull out and try to leave somebody else in charge, whether we should go back to the United Nations, how do we clean up the mess we made?
In response, Progressive editor Matt Rothschild said if his predecessor Bob La Follette had had his way, there would have been a national referendum on the war in Iraq before the U.S. invaded. Now, he says, withdrawal is the only rational policy.
So long as it is perceived as a U.S. occupation there, it's an unwinnable situation. That the United States will always be the target of an increasing guerrilla war over there that is unwinnable except by almost genocidal tactics. I don't think that the United States would give to the United Nations the kind of control that would even give that a possibility. So I think the cleanest thing to say is get those troops out of there.
Others at the conference expressed optimism about ending the war by defeating President Bush in the November election. David Albin, a retired forester from Grand Rapids, Minnesota, says local Democrats have already begun get-out-the-vote efforts in his neck of the woods.
What they've tried to do is go back to precincts and set up systematic meetings between now and the election instead of waiting till November and trying to turn people out. And things like the torturing, things like the war, things like the bodies coming back have really stirred people to be interested in things that people would have never been before. So I think politically, this is just the most opportune time in the world to be out there stirring people.
Stirring people to political action has been a central purpose of the Progressive magazine since its inception, and Matt Rothschild says the best way to do that is to use events like the recent abuse of Iraqi prisoners as an opportunity to engage in spirited but civil debate.
If we want to be able to convince people, we need to be able to talk to people. And I'll argue or debate with anybody just about. And I think we can do it in a civil tongue. And while there is a chunk of people who, you know, just want to listen to Rush Limbaugh name-calling and calling this torture just a fraternity prank, as he did the other day, I think a lot of Americans are a little more sensible than that and are amenable to conversation.
The conversation at the Progressives' birthday party yesterday was lopsided against the war, but Rothschild urged those who attended to find ways to listen to and talk to those they disagree with. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.